Hello and good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You got to tell me that now that the book is out and your story is becoming a part of our stories out here, because we're all going to grow from this, you finally get to step back and breathe, because you have held on to this story for so long, and now we can all move with it.
Yeah,
it's a good realization of, like, breathing, right? Something that you don't realize when you're holding your breath.
Oh, I can breathe.
Yeah, we can breathe, we can share, and let other people experience some of the hard that we went through, but also the joy, and seeing how that spreads and encourages and inspires people.
Jonathan, you know the definition of love, faith, and sacrifice. I mean, and you prove it inside the pages of this book. To be so open, though, because you know the way of the world these days, you know, people like to judge when those are the when they start to put out their love and their faith and their sacrifice and stuff like that. How do you prepare your heart for that?
I'll be honest with you on that. I'm used to getting bad citizens, so I'm kind of immune to it. I'm not on social media. I don't pay attention to it. I'm focusing on living my life, man. I've been called probably some of the worst things on the planet that you name of in the environment that I lived in. I mean, it is what it is. And if anybody wants to look at this story with negative lenses, they're missing a beautiful picture here. They're missing it. They're missing hope. They're missing a lot of good things.
Yeah. Maya, while reading the pages, I just kept telling myself, you were called to do this. You had to experience it because you were called to do it, because so many people sit in silence these days because of situations like this, and you're going to help free them.
Yeah, it's part of my goal and hope that, like, other people are freed, and that there are criminal justice reforms that are allowed to happen because of this, conversations about it, and just that people are encouraged by this story, man. I just want to encourage people. That's our goal here.
For the two of you, most people, you know how they are. They would turn their back on things when they don't go right. You have not turned your back. What kept the confidence and the courage moving forward to say, look, I'm going to look at this storm and I'm going to walk into the fire?
Such a great question, because that's the natural response. When things are hard, you don't feel like you can overcome or do it. But one of the things in the heartbeats of our book is to remind us of our humanity, and that as human beings, what we live on, what motivates us, what makes us get out of the bed every day is what? Relationships. And so we talk about our relationship with God. We talk about our relationship with each other. We talk about our relationship with our community and how our community rallied around Jonathan. And so when things get hard, it's those relationships and the bonds and the love that make you keep going. And so that's one of the visions and things we wanted to encourage people with, was in our day and age, it can be harder to have those relationships, but fight for them. Mm-hmm. Show up, be actually physically, mentally, emotionally present with people around you, and maybe even do that with people that aren't exactly like you, and see what happens to your community.
When you use God inside the phrases and things like that, I swear that's an energy pulling them closer, because they could be in question. And when you speak openly about the love and the support and everything like that, what happens is that they want to feel that too. So I love that you spoke openly about that in this book.
It would have been hard for us not to.
Yeah,
it's how we lived. It's what actually happened. And so we wanted to be honest with people about how we made it through.
Yeah.
And that was the most important relationship in our individual lives, but then collectively as a community, it was the most important thing. So why would we leave that out?
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard that life is nothing but a game. Well, let me ask you this question. Both of you have been in the game, and you've also been on the sidelines. Where did you learn the most?
I would say, let me ask you to rephrase that question. When you say learn the most about what? About life or just in general?
I think about yourselves. Because, I mean, did you really know 25 years ago that you would pull this off? I mean, this is an amazing journey, you two.
I'd say tell you, I learned most about myself in a solitary confinement where I was by myself. I was deprived of sensory deprivation. There's very limited and minimal human contact, and I got real comfortable and learned that it is okay to love me and know who I am. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I developed a stronger relationship with God in those moments.
Are either one of you journaling? Because I'm a daily writer, and I wouldn't know what to do if I wasn't journaling.
Yeah, I journal. That's one of the things that I do. I think one of the reasons I was able to share my perspective of our story is because I was able to go back to some of those journals and some of the letters that we wrote. And if you pick up the book, Love and Justice, you'll get to see some of that journey. But journaling is one of the ways I connect with God. It's one of the ways I process.
Yep.
And one of the ways that I refuel. and, you know, I think it's one of the ways that helped Jonathan through this nightmare that he survived. The fact that he can come out of solitary confinement and have somehow held on and used to strengthen him in the Lord, that's a miracle, because solitary confinement was designed to break people,
mm-hmm.
and it does break people, but love is greater than solitary confinement.
Yeah.
And so that is what our story proclaims, but it also proclaims how are we treating each other and how are we loving each other. So it's just a miracle. I know Jonathan's talking about it from the other side of it, but it was awful.
I want to talk about the book cover, because I can't keep my eyes off from it. And the reason why is because it's almost like you're saying, you know our story. We're listening. We want to know what your story is.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, because this isn't a one-sided conversation where we're like, hey, we're preaching. We're on this huge platform. Only listen to us. Like, no, we care about people. We care about community. We want to be connected community. Like, we care about the issues of community. Like, we are for people, you know, at the end of the day.
You've got to come back to this show anytime in the future, because I love your story. I want to see where your story is going to grow toward, because I know you're going to be changing a lot of people's lives. Be brilliant today, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.